as one of the leaders of this team who's seen ups and downs, how do you try to convey to the younger guys that this season has a long way to go?
I think the biggest thing is just continuing to go to work. You know, I was always taught when things aren't going the way you want to, you continue to go to work. And that's kind of the mindset that I take into it, whether it be in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, or the practice field, just going out there and going to work.
Randall, that's a great attitude. When I think back to 13, though, when Matt Flynn came in, he seemed to kind of give you guys a spark. I mean, I know you were hurt, too, but, you know, that seemed to kind of – you guys just need something good to happen, more than just your catch and run from the other day, but, like, something really to kind of get you guys going a little bit. Would that help with all the extra work and everything else?
I think it's big plays. We always talk about it in the receiver room. The team goes through us. When we're able to make those big plays, I think it provides a spark for this team, not only offensively, but throughout the entire team. And, you know, I put that on my shoulders. I talk about it all the time. Like, I got to break more tackles. I don't believe I've been the player that I need to be for this team. And once I break tackles, Jordy and Devontae make break tackles, that energy will build, and I think it will continue throughout the course of the season. And it's on our shoulders. I'm putting it on the three of us.
Doesn't it also help to make big plays, though, when you're getting the ball downfield?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we got to take those shots, and we got to give Devontae and Jordy those opportunities downfield to make those plays. And, you know, we'll give them those opportunities, and they make those plays, I think we'll see a change.
Randall, when does incremental improvements that Brett's made in the last couple of weeks become consistent performances? Is that really what you guys need now in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important for us. I think, obviously, there was improvement this past week with Brett. When you watch him on film, he looked a lot more comfortable. He was making throws. He gave guys opportunities. We just got to make plays for him and make his job easier. You know, he took great care of the ball, no turnovers. So that's huge for us offensively. We always talk about no turnovers.
Is it just a matter of getting those couple of passes and get into a rhythm to get the confidence of Brett and you guys getting open and getting feeding off of one another?
Yeah, it's all about momentum. This is a game of momentum. This is a game of explosive gains. We have to be better from that standpoint.
What do you see from the Bears' defense?
They have a very good defense. They get a lot of pressure up front. Their linebacker play is great. You know, Trevathan can make tackles sideline to sideline. In the back end, their safeties are big hitters, and they have two solid corners on the outside.
Randall, you know how the narrative goes. In the same in 13, you lost a couple games without Rodgers. Though this team is about Aaron Rodgers. You lost a couple games now.
It's a quarterback-driven league. It's always going to be about the quarterback. We win or lose, it's going to be about the quarterback. You all are putting it on Brett right now. With the losses, it's not him. It's us as a team. That's the way we always look at it. But it is a quarterback-driven league. So, obviously, when you have one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to ever play the game, it's definitely going to be a lot of chatter about him not being out there.